What is up, self-maters, and welcome to another Freelancer Friday, which is a new series that we are doing on the Self-Made Web Designer podcast, where I'm taking the calls that I am taking every single week. I'm recording them, and then we are using them as a podcast episode. So hopefully we can take some of the questions that some other folks have, and if there's anybody else out there that has them, they can start to learn some stuff as well. Well, this week we've got somebody named Diego, who's a really cool guy, and he got some education in marketing, and he's trying to figure out if he wants to focus more so on web design. So we're chatting about it. It's a good conversation. Hey, if you want to sign up for one of these calls and potentially be on the podcast, there are a few slots open for this month and next. So I'll leave a link in the show notes, or you can go to selfmadewebdesigner.com, scroll all the way down on the homepage, and there is a link or a button to sign up for a slot on my calendar. So, all right, let's hear from Diego. Awesome, man. Well, tell me a little bit about your situation and how I can maybe help you.
Sure. Thanks, Chris. So basically, look, I was like doing a self-evaluation. I studied marketing, but I definitely want to polish some skills and perhaps narrow down what I want to do within marketing.
Okay.
An area that I was interested in based on my personality and what I feel like I'd be a good fit in would be in an environment in which I can offer more or less of a service. I can talk to people, you can ideate back and forth, and then, you know, build something and sell. And I think that I visited an agency not too long ago. I forgot the name of it at the top of my head right now, but basically that's what they did. They focused on hospitality, people who were, or like lifestyle, like people who are nutritionists, hotels and whatnot, and partnered up with somebody that codes. They basically build websites for professionals and people in that industry. And I thought that was pretty neat. Of course, I haven't done it, but the idea of it seems pretty cool. And I feel like I'd be a good fit. But sometimes I feel a bit confused whether to go down that route, or I feel like I'm also interested in UX design, and sure, both would be similar. But at the end of the day, I would like a career that can help me stabilize myself, but also give me the opportunity to have certain hints of entrepreneurship.
Sure.
Things, skill that I can sell here and there. But at the same time, I'm building or refining myself in a 9-to-5. And then perhaps here and there, I can do some jobs on the side. And who knows, maybe one day branch out on your own. And I feel like web design could be a good place to start, but not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me, what do you like, or when you were at the agency, what did you feel like you really liked about the web design aspects of it all?
Yeah, I think I like the concept of somebody who offers a service. For example, that person was a dietitian and they needed a way to express their brand, who they were, what service they offered. And I guess the idea of, okay, we're going to use this color, this theme, you know, to, you know, grab your prospect's attention. And we're going to design the experience of it all, you know, like this is the menu, this is where they're going to contact you. And each, it was like a book almost, you know, each part had a purpose, you know, this is where you land, this is where you go next. And then they had a picture of her, you know, sitting down, looking all friendly. That creative process seemed to be very rewarding. And also, I like the idea of working with people who want to, you know, I don't know, like support other professionals and who want to put themselves out there in the web and grow. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, there within web design, there are so many subsects of web design, right? And, you know, so it really kind of depends, and that's the reason why I asked, what did you like specifically about it? Really kind of depends on what you like specifically about it. What you're talking about is more of the strategy and the branding of a website, and it gets into a little bit of conversion, you know, like when you say when somebody lands, they land here and then we want them to go there. That's talking about conversion. You know, we're taking somebody who's a visitor and then we're turning them into a client or a sign up or, you know, whatever. So really there's so many directions that you can kind of go in with this, that it's really tough to know what you're going to like until you start kind of doing it yourself. So that's kind of the fun part, but the not so fun part. Like you can't sit around the edges and just kind of watch people do things and go, oh yes, I would really love that, you know, because there's fun stuff to that and there's some not fun stuff to that, right? And mm-hmm. and that's with everything, you know. And for instance, with your marketing skills, like let's say you wanted to leave web design out of it, you could go into digital marketing, you know, which is probably a closer step to where you've got your education in. So doing things like helping people with their email newsletter or signups or doing Facebook ads or Google ads or whatever, like that could all be a part of what you're learning that would be a great part of a web design agency or an agency in that idea or that section. So it really kind of all depends, but you've just kind of got to get out there. Have you kind of played around with any of this stuff and got a sense for if you really like doing it, or are you still kind of at the early stages of it all?
I'm early stages. I kind of, you know, I'm not sure what the outlet, like where to start. I've researched, you know, Rand Segal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've looked him up and I think he has a course on that. But that's how I also found you as well.
Sure.
Through Josh, you mentioned yep. that you have some courses. It's just that I feel like I need some guidance in relation to, you know, try this and then try that. You know, like sure. more or less. I need a little bit of structure. I don't do too well with ambiguity.
Sure. Okay. Well, here's what I would say. I would say the first thing you should do is probably just see if you can pick up a project for somebody that you know. And start up really general and say, approach them and say, do you need a website? Like, I'd be happy to work out something to where, even if you can't pay me, maybe we can trade, like you, give my name to a few other business owners that, you know, might need a website, you know what I'm saying? And do it that way. And so really the way I teach and the quickest way to get up and running is to start with some type of website template. And so, you know, like Josh is a real big advocate of Divi, which is, it's a great platform. There's others out there. I worked for a company called Show It. And so I'm actually in the Show It offices right now. So that's another great one. It's really easy to use. There's WordPress templates on ThemeForest. There's Elementor. There's, you know, not a ton of like real step one, step two, step three that I could give you in a 15-minute call. But, you know, for sure, the way I would do it is, and this is the way that I did it, I'd find a client and then I'd figure out what type of platform they would want to use. So most people will have a preference. They'll say, oh, I love, you know, WordPress. I love Wix. I love Weebly, whatever. And then I would just do that, you know, and just to get a project under your belt to see what you like. And then after that, you're going to have a lot more knowledge about, you know, A, what you like to do and don't like to do. And then B, if you like using that platform, if you like using that tools. But really, there's the best learning is just coming through actually doing a project. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Do you feel like I can deliver a project, though, even though I don't have any web design experience? Do you think it's something that I could still put together without a formal course or some sort of introductory skills or of any sort?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what I did, you know, and it depends on how willing you are to Google until you figure something out, you know, and there's plenty of free courses on YouTube. I'll build a Divi website with you in an hour. I'll build an Elementor website with you in an hour. Like if you really want, you can start there. But the majority of the learning is going to come through you just sitting down and actually just working it out on your laptop, you know. And I take that back. I did take like this little introductory course on WordPress when I first got started. But then everything that I learned from that course, like the first site that I built was completely different. Like it didn't really help me whatsoever. Like I was looking for things that the course told me and this theme didn't have. And so You know, really like it's best to just go, okay, what am I going to use? And then, okay, what's step one? How do we get this uploaded on my computer? You know, so on and so forth. And then kind of backtrack it from there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, there's great tools out there like Photoshop that can help. But there's also free tools like Canva, that can be really good as far as like image manipulation and creating different shapes and different design elements. There's free tools for like images. If you want to use stock photos for the website, there's a website called Unsplash that has royalty-free images that are really good. I use a ton of images from there. So there's a lot of resources out there, but you know, I wouldn't suggest buying a course until you know, like, yeah, this is something that I want to do. You know, and this is kind of putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. So, and this is what I've really found really motivates people is when they say yes before they know how to actually do all this stuff, you know, because saying yes and having that accountability is really what keeps people motivated to like, okay, well, my friend is really leaning on me to get this website done. So I need to figure that out. And you should communicate that in that conversation with your friend or whoever you get to build a website. Like, I'm brand new. I don't know what I'm doing. And so this is going to take me a while, but I guarantee you, I'm going to give you something that is, you're going to like I will work until you feel like it's a good product. You know what I mean?
Well, I just wanted some clarification regarding when you're building, there was a specific word you were using. I'm not sure of the specific name, but basically I think what you were trying to get to is, when you go to like, let's say WordPress and you're building the website, you at this point are playing within the WordPress site to put together a landing page or what have you. You're playing with the colors, you're playing with the font. You don't necessarily have to know how to program in order to put this puzzle together. It's more of how can you within the website WordPress, can you use the buttons and the functionality within there? Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are plenty of builders out there that you don't need to know code in order to come up with really good looking websites. You're going to be limited, you know, when it comes to building a website or, you know, making certain types of changes. Like, it's kind of like you've got a sandbox to play in and you can't go outside of the sandbox. And so the client might say, hey, can you move this image, you know, 100 pixels over to the right? And you might have to say, I don't know quite how to do that yet, right? And so you'll find some limitations from not knowing code, but really, if you like this, if you like the process of building websites for clients, then the coding can come later, you know, and probably should, because, you know, there's learning to code on these courses that is like, it's not super helpful. Like, it's kind of helpful to know, but again, until you just get your hands in there and start really building something, like, you don't really learn the stuff. And so that's why I'm such a big advocate of just like getting a project and seeing if you can figure it out.
Makes sense. I think that's a good place to start. You know, maybe I could even do a little project for myself or something if I can't find anyone, right? Just, you know, think of a concept and start putting it together.
Yeah, for sure. And that's another good place to start is just your own pet projects. Either you can build Diego's website to help you make websites, you know, or you could take what I did at first was I found other websites that I liked, and then I just tried to copy them with the tools that I had and what I knew. Right. And so I'd go to, you know, like some famous band's website and be like, how can I recreate this? You know? Mm. And that was a pretty helpful experience. So, but yeah, project-based learning is 100% the way to go. And then you just kind of build from there. Great conversation with Diego. You know, something that just keeps coming up over and over again is the idea that you should always try to learn with a project. And you're never going to figure out whether or not you really want to be doing something until you just get your hands in it and see if you like it. So that's what I want to encourage you to do. Whatever you've been thinking about or pondering about what your next step is, just take a step. It's not like you can't go back once that step is made. It can be a small commitment, but it's one that can hopefully kind of give you a little bit better understanding about the decision that you're trying to make. All right, well, that is it for another Freelancer Friday episode. I want to encourage you again, if you want to chat with me, there's a link in the show notes to set up a time to call. And we're going to do this next Friday because it's just been kind of fun. So that's going to be awesome. And don't forget, Wednesday, we've got another full podcast episode coming out. Until then, have a great week. And don't forget, if you don't quit, you win.